الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This month of Ramadan is a great month to make our tazkiyah, purification of the soul, to purify and cleanse our soul. And that must be one of our major objects, that how we can purify ourselves and gain control over our nafs and let the ruh be in charge, and that we acquire all this, the spiritual purification, tazkiyah nafs, which is very, very important. And for that, in the Sa'ayat Karimah, Allah Ta'ala has informed us, and from the Sa'ayat, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to teach us, use the words of the Sa'ayat to make dua to Allah Ta'ala for our tazkiyah, that Ya Allah, our muzakkiya haqiqi, murabbiya haqiqi is only Allah Ta'ala. We have our mashayikh, they guide us also, and but the real muzakki is only Allah Ta'ala. So Allah, you make mashiyat, you make that irada, that mashiyat of our tazkiyah. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى. So if it minkum min ahadin abada, that you make that mashiyat, and with that fazal and that rahmat of yours by which you make tazkiyah, O Allah, make our tazkiyah, and make our tazkiyah complete and perfect until maut. Allah Ta'ala, give us our complete and perfect tazkiyah till maut. And then for that, this tazkiyah, we must make effort then, that first it is that our aqaid must be correct. That is very, very important, that we have to see, especially in our times now. In fact, all the time, there were the firaq batila that were existing all the time. Imtihanat and tests Allah Ta'ala has kept. Today also, with the Shias, Salafis, the Qadianis, modernists, all the people who are apologetic of deen, etc., Allah keep us pure of that. And the aqaid of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Allah bless us with that aqaid. So our aqaid are the most important. Our aqaid must be correct. So we work on that direction during this month. Then our ibadat must be correct also. Today, lot of infiltration has come in ibadat also. One, lot of bid'at also. Allah reward the ulama who have worked hard and taken out bid'at from our lives. Otherwise, there are a lot of bid'at also. And then, lot of whatever wrong there is, and the haqiqat of ibadat, not just the outward form of it, that is also required, but the reality of the ibadat. That must, for that also we have to make effort. And then we have to become conscious and work towards our mu'amalat, our all financial dealings, monetary dealings, that also must be correct. That is also a very, very important aspect of our deen. If a person has done wrong to somebody to the extent of a quarter of a cent, then even less than that, 700 of his maqbool namazes will be given to that person. If we even got one maqbool namaz, we are lucky. And when we in mu'amalat, we are very careless also. Many of our dealings are not correct according to Shariat. And unfortunately also, what it appears, hope it's not correct, but what it appears that many people, their inheritance is not distributed. Not distributed correctly, and some it's not distributed at all. Women are deprived. The wife, the daughters, usually they are deprived. So if this is our case, then it's not a good sign at all. So our mu'amalat also, we have to become conscious. Our mu'asharat, to have an Islamic society, Islamic culture. Today we are very, very far from that also. Almost totally it is replaced with an alien culture, whether it's a Western culture, modern culture, Indian culture, whatever type of culture, we'll put the Islamic culture. That is the life according to Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today our weddings also are not according to Islam. Our funerals also, by and large, the basic things, alhamdulillah, are still there. But all the other things in our weddings, perhaps it's only nikah that is there of what is of the Islamic thing. Besides that, all the other things are all other aspects. So our mu'asharat must also become correct. Our akhlaq, character, this is also so important. We don't pay perhaps any attention to our akhlaq. So this is also a very important branch of deen. And all this is the month of Ramadan. We can work towards this and bring this within our lives. And then our adab of things also. That is also very, very important. And what is included already in our akhlaq, mu'asharat, we should be conscious of that also, adai huquq, to fulfill the rights of other people. Today we all want our rights. Dispute between husband and wife, almost anywhere, is everyone wants his right. But hardly any one of us thinks of fulfilling the rights of the other person. The husband doesn't think of the rights of the wife. The wife doesn't think of the rights of the husband. Husband wants his rights. Wife wants her rights. So this adai huquq is a very important thing also, in which also we are very, very negligent. Everyone demanding his rights. On the day of Qiyamah, nobody will be asked, did so and so fulfill your rights? But everyone will be asked, did you fulfill the rights of the other people? So this is also a very important aspect. So this great month is coming for our taqwa, for our tazkiyah, for our tarbiyat. So we should be conscious of this and make du'as that at least all of us can do. Then practical effort also to at least acquire the knowledge of this and then to implement it in our lives. Become conscious of it and then to implement it. And where we falter, and we falter all the time, we beg Allah to forgive us. That we try, but oh Allah, you forgive us all our shortcomings. A person who has this guilty conscience and asks Allah for forgiveness, inshallah Allah will look with mercy even to him. And that person who makes the effort and brings the changes, Islam really spreads with this type of life. We just got a superficial life. And anyone can see through something which is superficial, very quickly he sees through it, that this is not genuine, this is not real. So the real Islamic life, Allah makes that it comes in us, and then the people of the world will be attracted to it automatically. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.